Hello there, welcome to my podcast, It's Supreme, and today I want to talk about discerning relationships. So recently I got into a conversation with somebody and we're talking about compartmentalizing, you know, just breaking down different relationships in your life into different categories like friends, family, lover, acquaintance, so breaking down your family category, your relationship categories. So the thing is, what we arrived at is that different relationships require different levels of trust. You wouldn't trust an acquaintance with as much depth, or you wouldn't trust an acquaintance with as much responsibility as you would trust a friend, right? So these are the different things, or a spouse, the same way you would trust say a colleague. Okay, so these were the different thoughts that we talked about, but something else, right? So I think the part I want to really hammer on is the managing your expectations aspect. We talked about how that discerning relationships in your life would help you manage your expectations and that of the other person, and I think that's where I want to stay for a bit. So the thing is this, right? We have different people in our lives. We have different human beings that we meet every day. Then we have our family members, maybe your siblings, and of course, maybe your parents that you grew up with in the same house. And you didn't choose them, right? But you have them anyway. And I think it's beautiful when we see siblings who become friends. And that whole friendship is sustained, not just by blood, but by effort, by the intentionality that comes with it. It's just there. It's not just about blood, because, I mean, there have been siblings that would betray each other. Take, for instance, even though it's fiction, take, for instance, The Godfather, right, where Fredo almost got his younger brother killed. You know, so there's that. Okay. But I think this intentionality carries on into, you know, other relationships in our lives, right? Where you meet somebody as an acquaintance and before long you guys are close, and then scripture says there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, right? It takes intentionality for all these things to happen. But I think the underlying factor in all these relationships is trust. And the truth remains that if we were to look at trust, right, I think I just want to first give a definition of trust, what trust is, before I move on. Trust is firm belief in the reliability, the truth, or the ability of someone. Okay, you believe in somebody, that the person is reliable. You believe in the person's ability. So first of all, you know the person's ability, you know that this person is reliable, right? Now, different people have different abilities, different people have different levels of reliability. You understand what I'm saying? And if you give the wrong person the wrong kind of trust, then you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in deep trouble. If, for instance, you have a friend who you know has a gambling habit, and you give this person, you say, guys, see, I have this amount and I don't want to spend it. I don't want my account. Please send your account number. You send the person the account number. I don't know what you're expecting to happen, because what's going to happen is that person is going to spend your money. That's what is going to happen. The person will spend your money. And so you have to discern your relationships, because having another conversation with my wife, we were talking about how that it's possible for somebody who you trust and you love so dearly to be unreliable in another aspect of life. Now, I'm going to give you another example. It's possible for you to have somebody, a friend, who is reliable with money. First of all, this is a disclaimer. Not like I'm saying I have such friends. I do not have any of my friend who fits this bill, that's this example that I'm about to give. Okay, but here goes. So let's say, for instance, you have a friend who is reliable with money. You can trust that person with money. You can send 2.35 million into that person's account, and you, in 2 months' time, you will get 2.35 million back from that person. No questions asked, no phony explanations, no excuses. You get your money back. Now you have that kind of person. But when it comes to saying, guy, let's plan this, we need to plan something, maybe like a meet, or we're going somewhere at a particular point in time, and you know that that person does not have a sense of timing, so you can trust this person with money. When it comes to timing, you have to follow this person back to back. You have to follow up this person back to back. Or you know that, you know, you have a friend who's really busy. I'm still going to hold on to the money aspect, because I think money causes a lot of issues in relationships, right? So maybe you can trust this person with money. But when it comes to, you know, I think the only example coming to mind now is planning an event, right? So planning an event, and you've told this person, okay, guy, you're going to call so-so person, you're going to call so-so person, you're going to call so-so person. And you know that following up is not this person's strong suit, right? Organizing is not this person's strong suit. The person is good with money, but the person is not an organizer. And you're forcing this person to be an organizer. It can't work. Meanwhile, you have this other person who you can call and say, and the person says, no wahala. Come. But that person has issues, you know, in some other aspects. For example, maybe money or keeping a secret. Person cannot keep a secret. Okay, so you have I don't know if you get what I'm saying, right? Because it's possible for somebody to be so good in one aspect and yet bad in another aspect. I think that's where wisdom comes in, right? To be able to discern these different relationships in your life. Okay, because when you trust somebody, you give the person a responsibility. That's what I want you to see right now. You give the person a responsibility. And I think compartmentalizing now goes beyond the label that you give to this person. It goes beyond the person being a friend. It goes beyond the person being an acquaintance. It goes beyond the person being a family member, a spouse, a sibling. It goes beyond that. It now goes into, okay, what responsibility are you placing on this person? So you can have a friend who you trust for relationship advice, because the other friend will crumble every relationship. So one person has wisdom for relationship, the other person has wisdom for career. You know, the other person may have wisdom for, not necessarily for career, but for how to manage or multiply money, right? You have another person who is there in, and see all these things I'm saying, right? When you finish listening to this podcast, or even as you're listening, you can take a pause and check out the people in your life, and you would see that you probably are putting, you know, so much burden on a particular person. Now, but in the regard of, you know, your spouse, who you're going to be with for the rest of your life, by God's grace, where does this fit? Because you're going to be having a lot of conversations with your spouse, and you want to be able to have these conversations being secure, knowing that I can talk about anything with my spouse. But how do you now measure, right? How do you now compartmentalize? So for me, now here's my thought. I'm not saying I'm an expert in marriage. I'm not an expert in marriage. Okay, but here's what I'm going to say. Before I married my wife, I knew that I wanted somebody who was rounded to a very large extent, who first of all shared the same spiritual or religious values with me. I wanted somebody who I could relate with on that spiritual level. I mean, Christ and the Holy Spirit, I could relate on that deeper level, not just superficially. So she had to have a relationship with God, right? So there's that. Then I also wanted somebody who was smart, who was really smart, who I could really sit down and engage and have, you know, conversations with. At least I know something about many things, not everything, but something about many things. Who, she loves knowledge, right? Loves knowledge, loves to learn, you know. You know, so there's that. Somebody I could have conversation with, of course, she's first of all my friend. And then I knew these different things about her. You understand? We may not have the same hobbies. Yeah, we may not share the same hobbies. But I could have conversation with this person on these different levels. So first of all, she had to be a friend. Because a friend you can trust. Do you get me? So you could trust this person with your values. You could trust this person with your life. You could trust this person to protect your interests. You could trust this person to keep secrets. Do you understand? Now, not everybody's going to get married to somebody who has the same value for money as they do. And it's a good thing and it's a bad thing sometimes, because some people are good with money while some other people are bad with money. So if somebody who is bad with money meets somebody who is bad with money, then disaster looms. Okay, so how do you now balance this whole thing? I've told you my own key. That was how I did it. I knew I needed somebody who I could have a rounded conversation with, who loved to learn. So at least, even if you are lacking in this aspect, with time you will grow into, because I also am growing, right? That was the rationale. I also am growing. I don't have everything figured out yet. You understand? So I found somebody who, yeah, would grow together. I think that's the baseline. Everything, who is a friend that would grow together with me, who had understanding and loved wisdom. That's my formula. That was my formula. You understand? So thinking about this all in the aspect of the spouse makes sense. But in every other relationship out there, your friends, your siblings, and every other person, don't put too much pressure on them and don't put too much pressure on yourself. Why? Because by the time you're able to discern the different relationships in your life, you're able to discern the place of the different people in your life, you are going to find out just how easy, how so much easier your life is going to be, because there will be less disappointments, right? You know what you can rely on Mr. A for, and you know what you can rely on Miss B for. And so, Mr. A, if Mr. A disappoints you in the area where you trusted him, well, it would hurt, right? But it would be rare. It would be on rare occasions. Why? Because you've already known that this person is reliable. So if the person hurts you in that regard, it will not be because this person wanted to do it deliberately. It wouldn't be because of that. It could be because of a one-time scenario. You understand? But in a scenario whereby you're expecting the wrong thing from the person, and the person doesn't even know what you're expecting of the person, or the person knows him or herself that I am not able to give this thing, but because this person is my friend and the person is demanding it from me, therefore I would want to give it, you know, and the person tries and the person fails you, the hurt and the loss is going to be a lot. Okay, forgive me that I'm not giving a practical example in that regard, but I mean, I think the one that I gave earlier on suffices, yeah, pronunciations, man, yeah. So as I was saying, anyway, as I was saying, right, the thing is, know the friends that are good with money, know the friends that you can trust with, you know, the different aspects of your life. If you find a friend that you can trust with most aspects of life, then good, like, run with it. That's beautiful. It's beautiful and it's great to have those friends. Okay, but discern the different relationships in your life, so you would even have less entitlement. You understand? There'll be less entitlement on your part and less entitlement on your friend's part, because you know what this person can give. You know what this person is capable of. You know what you can rely on this person for. Okay. Yeah, and you won't put a strain on your relationship. So I just thought to share that. Thank you for listening to this episode on discerning relationships. If you have anything you want to add or anything you do not agree with, of course, check the description and you can get in touch with me and we can have a chat, or we can argue about it. All right, guys. Thanks. I remain supreme, and bye.